There was just one thing I wanted to mention, because Bhagavati Mataji wasn't able to stay, but she was there also on the night when Lala Samai left. And she wanted to say something, but she wasn't able to stay, so maybe I can just say something, a little bit about it. At least when I was there, I was called at 11, or around 11, so I didn't say the rest. But we were sitting with Lala Samai, everyone was chanting Hare Krishna, the lights were dim, it was very peaceful atmosphere. But Lala Samai was breathing quite heavily. Mother Yadurani was there next to the bed, just holding her hand and chanting to her. And I went to her feet. So I went and I was holding her feet. And then Bhagavati came in. And devotees are very concerned about the time of death, that people are hearing and that they're taking care of at the time of death. I think the doctor who came, who was very impressed at how much attention was being paid to this time. And so I felt very fortunate I could be there. And so I was holding her feet and just praying, and Bhagavati came in and just I was surprised, but very gently put her, because at one point Lala Samai stopped breathing. She was breathing very heavily and then stopped. And I was with my mother when she was while she was dying, and it was very intense. But Lala Samai was very peaceful, so her breathing stopped. And I was thinking, is that it? Is this, enchanting? I was thinking, because it was very sweet. It wasn't. It looked like she was very. It was a very peaceful departure, very almost painless departure. She was just going very, very, very easily. And so I almost held my breath, and then she took another breath. And I thought, oh my God, okay, so what's now? So it's just, and then she, again, just one breath and stopped. So I was watching, there were a few devotees, we were standing around, Nikunja Mataji was, maybe you came a little later, but people were standing around and watching, and Bhagavati was just like this. And then she took another breath, and I thought, oh, really? Because between each breath was quite a long time. And then it stopped. Then she stopped breathing, or at least noticeably. But for maybe 30 minutes after that, it took quite a long time. We continued chanting, because we were waiting for the doctor to come. Yes, her heart stopped. Yeah. So Bhagavati was just, and she said, usually when somebody dies, it's very clear when they're dead. It's like Krishna has to push them out because they don't want to go. It's like you get kicked out of the apartment. It's very quick. But with Lala Samai, it was that she wanted to go. She was ready and that Krishna was helping her. So it was almost like she was checking, she was in her apartment of the body. She was turning off the lights, getting her coat, gloves, hat, making sure the windows were closed, nothing, everything. So she was very, it was all very attentive. It was a very attentive departure. Bhagavati actually said, because also with devotees are interested in astrology, so everyone was looking at their watch. What time is it? Because we have some astrologers they'd want to know. And then they can do a chart, because you can do a chart for the birth and also for the death, what happens next, But we couldn't tell. She stopped breathing at 11:45, and at 12:15, around 12:15, the doctor came. And he was there, he came in very gently, very sweet, this really handsome young man, Really lovely young man, and it was the first time by himself. I think he'd been in the hospital before, but it was the first time he'd attended someone at home. And I think for him, he's going to be a little disappointed. I don't think unless he comes here again, he won't get this experience again. It was so sweet, and he got his stethoscope on. I was thinking, there's a kirtan going on, right? He won't be able to hear. And he said, no, you carry on. Shyamalika had already told him, this is what we do. And he said, no, it's no problem. And he's trying to hear the beating of a heart that is beating so softly. Bhagavati said it was like feathers. It was like very, very, like murmuring, very gentle. Something, but... And the doctor confirmed that. He said for some time, there was there was some sound from the heart. And then he said, at certain points he looked at his watch, he said, okay. That's it. But it was a very unusual departure, and a very peaceful departure. Sometimes people are concerned that the person hasn't suffered when they died. And I think I saw my mother dying. She in the state, the condition, or at least the last time I for the last 3 hours, my mother was for 2 months. day and night, like just gasping for breath, day and night for 2 months. The last three hours, she was off, you know, so she left very peacefully. And my personal thing, I was very, very relieved to be there, that I could be there when someone left, and that it was such a peaceful, so peaceful. It was really beautiful to be there. And I'm very grateful to who phoned me. I think it was Shamalika who phoned. Just after 11 o'clock, the phone rang, and I went, yes? Because usually we don't phone. And I could hear a kirtan, and I thought, oh, okay, something's happening. So I ran over. But, yeah. She's in France. She couldn't be here. No, she wanted to be, but she couldn't be here. It would have been nice to have her, because there were a few different devotees were doing different things. Someone running around and phoning people, and I can imagine everybody would. But you don't know how long this will go on for. You know, it could have gone on for days. But anyway, that was. I just wanted to say some things about Bhagavati, because I know she would have liked to have had that described, because it was a very sweet moment. Yeah, there was also after it was nice. After Lalasa Mai left, then most of the devotees went out to the room, and a few ladies stayed. And the Bhagavati, she asked me, would you like to help me to wash the, because when they usually do this at the undertaker, they wash the body. And they redress the body. But Bhagavati, we wanted to do it, because we knew Lalasamai would prefer that, and to do it in a Vaishnav way. So we had Ganges water, and we dressed her, we put on a choli and dressed her in a sari. And actually, she looked beautiful. I took some photographs, if anyone would like to see. She looked really lovely. And I think she would be very, very pleased by that. I was very honored to be able to do that, but it was a difficult thing to do, so I kind of blocked out of my mind that this person just died, and I was talking to her while we were doing it. I said, oh, I'm sorry, Lalasa, I know it's, you know, you used to be able to get this choli on, but now it's difficult, I'm sorry, it must be, you know, like that. So I was talking to her, and that made it easier for me to, otherwise I don't know if I could do it. It was a difficult thing to do, if you ever get the opportunity, it's a wonderful service to do for somebody when they leave. And if you can't do it, you chant Hare Krishna. But I felt very honored to be able to do that. And devotees stayed with her, right? There were a few. Because all the devotees left, and we were thinking, oh, they've gone. Yeah. It's a bit intense, you know. You've got, because you have to move the body around, turn it over, and this and that. So it's quite intense to watch and to do. And then we finished, and they were waiting outside, and as soon as they came back in, and I was like, my God, it probably took about an hour, right? Something like that. It took us an hour. And then they came back, and they started, no, it wasn't warm. It was a very cold night. Yeah, they went upstairs or something. Yeah. But devotees were with her until quite a few devotees didn't sleep. They stayed until 2:30 when the funeral people came. Mandira also, she was staying. We have some great yogis. Can I say, because it's recorded. So Mandira, one of the devotees, Yadurani, was there the whole night. A few devotees were there. And Mother Mandira was there until you went on the altar. Mother Mandira went on the altar and dressed the gopis. And then came back and stayed, right, and stayed the whole time. I mean, this was my experience. I have a real hard time staying awake. I like to sleep. But I had 3-4 hours sleep. I went back to bed and got up, and I didn't feel tired at all. And I think it was really the energy that Krishna, Gopinath, was supporting the whole thing, and it wasn't difficult at all to be there for her, because it's really what she wanted. And they say, right, Bhajan is tested at death. So the moment that she died, totally peaceful. There wasn't, usually, Bhagavati was saying she's a nurse, so usually people are struggling, they're crying, they make noises, it's very uncomfortable, dying is painful. She just stopped, just like, it was almost like a clock winding down. The body's dying, and the clock's winding down, and at a certain point, stops. The spring's gone, and that's it. So, it was a very, it was amazing. It was really, really amazing. Very encouraging. Yeah, it was a very encouraging experience, very hopeful experience. And to see, actually, that was one point I wanted to make, that often when someone's dying, we think, I had to pray for them, that they go back to Godhead. And at a certain point, I realized I shouldn't be praying for her. I should be praying to her. Because Yadurani, this story that she told about, that she saw Krishna and Nanda Maharaj, and that was the last thing, that when she was conscious, it was the last thing she thought about. And it occurred to me at that point that she's gone back to Godhead. She's now with Krishna. And I'm sitting here in the material world with my material desires, and I'm stuck. And I thought, and I was just going, I just in my mind, I was going, Lalasa, please don't forget us. And I was thinking, you know, there's all these devotees here. Please don't forget us. You're with Krishna now. So you please, you go to Krishna and you please say, don't forget us. She said yes. Oh, thank God. So Kriya, we now have Lalasa Mayi on our side. She's with Krishna and she's going to say to Krishna, please don't forget them. And that was also, I was my, after a certain point, I realized, don't be stupid, you know, you got, what are you going to say for this person, you know, that they, so a few days before she left, Nanda Maharaj came to visit. She said, Yatu Nandan came, aha. He was so intelligent, my God, Krishna. She promised. Lalasami was very soft-hearted. If in Catholicism they have local saints, right? Like in Belgium they have this very very nice monk who became a saint. So in the Krishna consciousness movement we also have saints, and they pray to them for certain things. So we can also pray to Lalasa. She's our local Bhajananandi saint who went back to Godhead. I'm thinking that maybe it would be a good time to finish on that note. Okay, good. We went an hour over. I'm really sorry. There is a little prasadam, so if anyone's feeling a little bit hungry, there's some cake and tea that the kitchen made for us. So I would like to thank you all very much for coming, and especially we weren't expecting to stay so long. And I would really like to thank all of the speakers. We recorded this, so we have little recording, and because there are many devotees who weren't able to be here tonight, but who are crying to hear something, but they really wanted to, Anasuya and Aryan and Surya, and they really wanted to hear something. So I'd really like to thank you very much for speaking. These ladies, we don't usually hear from them, so it's a real with Yadurani singing. This is very nice. So it's a real special occasion. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Lassa Mayi Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki.